Actually, in the early late 1900s, early 20s, when farmers were more and more frustrated with how their grain was being marketed, there began to be some sporadic meetings around the province. And there was a fellow come up from California by the name of Aaron Sapero. And he was a high-powered lawyer from California who had deep social roots and had some experience in cooperatives being developed in the U.S. And he was a very inspirational speaker. And he met with a group in the Palliser Hotel and began talking about how the concept of a cooperative would work, where the members would own it and control it and determine its destiny. Whereas at that time, the farmers felt that they were simply delivering grain into a system, and once they unloaded the grain, a company of independents took it and did what they wanted, and the farmer lost all control. And in fact, at times, the farmers even lost their value of their grain because of swindling and frauds, scams, and so on. And they just felt they had no control. And so they thought if they could deliver into a company that they owned and controlled, then it would give them more power. And so that meeting with Aaron Sapero actually planted the idea of starting a pool concept or a cooperative concept.